There are, by my estimation, about 6 main reactions to today's attacks. One or another surely fits you. Here they are, the way I see it, the 6 major takes on the horror of the day. Reaction number 1. The angry, vitriolic diatribe response. Kill the bastards. The response that comes out of a flaming, red-hot desire for vengeance. That's the this-is-war response, the give-em-hell response. Pure anger. Reaction number 2, prayer, a silence, whispered thoughts here and there, turning to one's religious convictions for solace, feelings of empathy, sympathy, grieving. It's a much more passive reaction, but just as powerful. Reaction number 3, confusion, utter confusion, as if the world had suddenly been turned upside down. A loss of moorings, a displacement, unable to sort it all out, nothing to hang on to. This is the "my God, what is happening" response, very prevalent today. Reaction number 4. The careful, cautious, prudent response. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's see what we learn in the coming days. Don't act rashly. Knee-jerk responses will serve no one. Be wise, be methodical. Don't let emotions take over. Build a case, make it stick. Move toward resolution, toward apprehension, and punishment of those responsible. Reaction number 5, pointing fingers. How did we allow ourselves to be so ill-prepared? Where was intelligence on this? We should have taken care of these terrorists years ago. This nation has been too soft, too weak, too long. And statements I heard today from a host here at this station, it's these nuns protesting at the School of the Americas and these presidents who spend their time on housing and education that are leaving this nation weak defensively. This reaction looks for a scapegoat. And reaction number 6. The historic perspective response. The big picture outlook. This view sees little that's new in today's events. This view holds that this kind of thing has been happening for years. And our country simply has been too asleep or too busy with shopping and TV to take notice. This view, view number 6, holds that it's a terribly violent world, be it Northern Ireland, the Middle East, Sierra Leone, Kosovo, Somalia, Central America, China, North Korea, Algeria, attacks, explosions, death, loss of innocent life, common. Violent retribution, aggression, retaliation, the story of day-to-day life, somewhere on the planet all the time. This is just new for us, but not new for people, not new for children of this planet, and women, and old people, who mean to hurt no one. This is the horrifically violent world we live in, which operates parallel to the profoundly beautiful, loving world we also live in. They are the two sides of the same coin. There were thousands of rapes in this country this week alone, hundreds and hundreds of murders, child abuse, neglect, wife-beating, assaults of every kind, but there was something else as well. While these planes this morning were barreling into the World Trade Center, elsewhere, in all parts of the nation, heroic deeds of selflessness were ongoing. Beautiful, healthy babies were being born to tearful parents who never before felt such joy. Lives were being saved. Altruistic acts of profound kindness were altering the future of thousands who up until that point had been down and out and desperate. The same sort of selfless acts that can be found tonight in Northern Ireland, in the Middle East. It's the stuff that doesn't make the news. Always remember the good is ongoing, right alongside the evil. And it's just as present today, both evil and good, as it was at any time in the last century. Yeah, thousands died violently today, and there's much that has to be done because of that. But the world didn't change today. No. Thousands of Americans died. But thousands died violently last week, not all together on the same street, not at the same time, and the perpetrators didn't get labeled as terrorists. But violence and death is nothing new. And I think there's some sense that there's been a great change today, and I'm not sure that it's the change some people think it is. Yeah, innocent women and children were targeted today. Innocent women and children were targeted at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This isn't new. Now, the conditions are different. We didn't know we were at war with anyone today. The Japanese started the war in the other case, but in terms of tragic loss of life, if you're a six-month-old baby or a nursing mother or a retired grandma, the death is just as tragic, no matter what country you're in. Nothing new happened today. So I contend the deaths are as common today as they have been in the past century or so. They're just in this country now. The world didn't change today. It proved how much it intends to stay the same. That's what it did today. It showed us that it intends to stay every bit the way it was in the last century. We got away for a long time with sort of a fairyland existence in this country. Nowhere in the world did anyone live as high off the hog in as peaceful and free a state as we. No one. We were the top of the food chain. Now we got hit. And we got hit by a little jealousy, I think, today. I think by a little desire to take a swing at the big dog. But hell, that's not new in this world either. That's an old story. World didn't change today. Some people just woke up. And Americans are now being forced to join the club. What's the club? The club where you don't get to escape the pain and the horror and the tragedy of violence. You have to play the game like everyone else. And we're in the game now. Our move. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? What am I going to do? What's the president going to do? What are the newspapers going to do? What are our clergymen and women going to do? What are the kids going to do? Which reaction of the big six is your reaction? Which matches your state of mind right now? Go ahead and let it out. That's what this show's for tonight. But I'll tell you one thing. Pain and suffering has a role in this world. It has a reason for being here. And for some odd reason, and don't ask me why this is, but it's how we grow. And a tremendous amount of good is going to come out of this day, believe it or not. At a great cost, but it's always that way. Always that way. What I expect to see is George Bush rise to greatness, and I'm very serious on that, and you know how much I don't particularly care for this guy, but I expect to see him rise to greatness. Great presidents don't walk into the office. They're made, forged through trial. You can ask Lincoln, Roosevelt, Truman. George W. Bush came into this White House weak, barely qualified. I expect he'll leave one day being viewed as one of the greats. And the events of today are where his greatness will be born. There's no going back for him now. He's going to have to enter kind of a new level of manhood. One quite far removed from what he was, say, just a decade ago. And he's going to do it. I'm confident of that. Because he has to. He has no choice. He's been called for this moment in history, and he has to rise to it, and he will. And we will watch the transformation. We'll witness it. What other great things will come from this? Well, jokingly, for a couple of years now, I've been saying we need a war, we need a depression. The gist of my point has been we're a nation asleep, almost drugged. Well, we're wide awake today. This country and what it stands for will be renewed through this, reinvigorated, refocused. Priorities will shift and be put in proper order at a great cost. But again, it's always this way. One more thing. There was a tremendous amount of talk today about praying for the victims and their families. All over the media, there was talk. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families. A fraction of those who mouthed the words will actually hit their knees and give an evening of heartfelt prayer to those who suffer. A fraction. To that fraction, to those folks who really drop what they're doing tonight, go into a bedroom, close the door, and pray to God to help the injured and the families of the dead, I tip my hat to you. Your reaction is as powerful as anything our president will do tonight.